Well, the past few weeks we've been engaged in a series on the way to the cross. And last week we were at the cross and considered the word of Jesus when he said, my God, why have you forsaken me? And we know that was a cry of anguish, of agony, because he was experiencing the wrath of God on himself. He was being made sin for us. And that was a very important moment in history. Now today we are again at the cross, and we'll look at John chapter 19, beginning at verse 28. In the Gospel of John, chapter 19, beginning at verse 28, and we are at the cross. Jesus is hanging on the cross, and he's been there several hours, and here's another word from the cross, 28. After this, Jesus, knowing that all things were now accomplished, that the scripture might be fulfilled, said, I thirst. Now a vessel full of sour wine was sitting there. They filled a sponge with sour wine, put it on the hyssop, and put it in his mouth. So when Jesus had received the sour wine, he said, It is finished. And bowing his head, he gave up his spirit. Now we are at one of the most important moments in history. Everything from Adam and Eve to this point has been flowing toward this. It was the purpose of God that Christ should come and die on the cross. And now here it is. Here is the sacrifice he is making for sin when he said, It is finished. And today we would say, mission accomplished. All that was intended from eternity past is now being fulfilled. And he makes a proclamation here. It is finished. A proclamation is an assertion. It is a dogmatic statement. It is not a suggestion. Jesus is not making a suggestion of things, I think so, or perhaps. He is saying, it is finished. And I think the best way to approach this text is to find out what it means and what finished means. The word it is a pronoun. It's a pronoun representing things. And so it represents something. And we could say that it represents the whole salvation package of all that a Christian is involved in this little word, IT. It is finished. That is salvation. The sacrifice is now complete. And I thought it'd be good for us just to run through several things that are included in our salvation in the word it. First of all, that word redemption, which means we have been bought. The price has been paid. We have been purchased. God paid for our salvation. That's complete. Another word is forgiveness. Forgiveness has been secured for us. We are now fully forgiven. We are no longer guilty. We have been pardoned. It is full. It has been provided. There is the word justification, which means we are now qualified to be in God's presence, qualified to be in heaven, God declares that we are righteous. That is a powerful experience. In other words, that is included in salvation is sanctification, which means holy. We have been made holy. That is our position. Another word is reconciliation, which means we have been restored to a relationship. In our natural estate, being born in sin, we were away from God. Through the cross, we have been brought back into friendship with God, reconciled in relationship. We are no longer enemies. We are together. The salvation package includes the fact that sin no longer condemns us. We are bound for heaven. And so IT here refers to all that salvation. When he said it is finished, it is a huge statement. It is finished. Not a suggestion, but a powerful truth and assertion. So understanding what IT means, we now go to the word finished. It is finished. As Jesus prayed, recorded in John 17, he said, "Father, I have finished the work you gave me to do." And here it is, at this moment in history, the sacrifice for sin is complete. It is over. It is done. It is accomplished. And I pray this morning the Holy Spirit will just have this truth sink into the depths of our being that we might realize this. Folks, it is over. It is final. We have been saved. We have been forgiven. It is D-O-N-E, done. The difference between saved by grace and the religions of the world is just this. The humanistic approach is D-O. You have to do something. The sovereign grace message is D-O-N-E. It is done for us. It is final. And this contract or this covenant is signed in blood, the blood of our Savior. It is so final that nothing more can be done. There is no way to improve what is happening here on the cross. And I need to be reverent when I say this. Even God could not do more. He has given heaven's best possession for us. Our Lord Jesus Christ is the greatest, the most wonderful gift that could be given. The death on the cross is all that can be done for our problem of sin. Nothing more can be done. It's final. It's over. You're in. You're saved. We cannot add to it. And yet I think it's safe to say that people are gathered in churches all over the world this morning trying to add to this cross, trying to do something, trying to get the human involved to say, I had a part. No, we must not add to the cross. It's final. It's finished. In fact, we must not even try. In the book of Hebrews, it talks about trodding underfoot the Son of God and insulting the Spirit of grace. It is an insult to God the Father, God the Son, and the Holy Spirit for us to try to do anything in regard to our salvation when he said he has done it all. It's final. I'm glad we referred to the statement on the front of the bulletin. That has just gripped my life again this last month to realize it's final. It is finished, Jesus said. And we can't add to it, and we must not take away with any doubt or thought about the fact that it might not be enough. When he said it is finished, he was saying it is adequate. It is sufficient. It is enough. And it actually saves God's elect. The cross does not make salvation possible. So it's a grab bag out there for people to decide what they're going to do with it. It actually saves. I heard a man say the other night, Christ can do anything if you let him. Now there's no greater contradiction than that statement. And yet that is bought and believed by the Christian community today. When people hear him say that, they applaud. No, it is finished, it is final, it actually saves God's elect. It is finished. Now there is another word we must consider this morning. It's in the Gospel of Luke, chapter 23 and verse 46. In the Gospel of Luke, chapter 23 and verse 46. This is the final word. This is the last word from the cross. And it follows through with his proclamation, it is finished. So in Luke 23:46, we read this. And when Jesus had cried out with a loud voice, he said, Father, into your hands I commit my spirit. And having said this, he breathed his last. That's it. The Son of God died. By giving up his life. Father, into your hands I commit myself, my spirit, my life. I place myself into your hands. Father, I trust my life into your hands. He died voluntarily. Here is sovereignty at the cross. In the commentary in John 10, Jesus said, I lay down my life. No man takes it from me. The Jews could not, the Romans could not, Pilate could not, no one could, the spear did not. He gave up his life, that is sovereignty at the cross. God is in complete charge with the fact that he's there, with all that happened, with the timing of his death. Jesus is saying, Father, I give up my life now into your hands. Wouldn't it be wonderful if everybody could believe in the sovereignty of God and rest in that? Now here is the response from us this morning to say the same thing. Mm-hmm. Heavenly Father, into your hands I place my life. It's the only safe place to be. It's the only way to live. I give up my life to you. That's the New Testament call. We are not under Jewish law. We're not under the law of Moses. We're not under rules. But here's our response. I give my life to you. That's a higher calling. That's a wonderful, wonderful life. And you would think that we would do this so readily. But the sin nature loves our flesh so much. It's hard to give up ourselves. In fact, it isn't hard. It's impossible. And only God, by the power of His Holy Spirit, could cause us this morning to respond in life and say, Father, on this Palm Sunday morning, here and now, I commit my life into your hands. He receives us. He accepts us. We're in His hands for our life. What a place to be. Jesus said, it is finished. And then He said, Father, into your hands I give you my life. May that be our response on this Palm Sunday morning. Let's bow for prayer. Our Heavenly Father, we bow here in awesome worship to thank you so much that from all eternity you planned for our salvation. And the moment had arrived when the Lord Jesus Christ suffered in agony on that cross, becoming sin for us. Thank you for these final words, these proclamations. It is finished, which secures our salvation. Thank you for the final word of this commitment. And Lord, we this morning would respond to you to say, Lord God, into your hands I give you my life. Take me, use me, cause me to serve you. Help me to overcome the world and my own selfishness, and cause me to live for you and serve you the rest of the days of my life. In Jesus' name, it is my prayer. Amen.